This is a Radio Pastor for the Day message by Hank Block for October 2024. Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as Radio Pastor for the Day. There are some important differences between each offering recorded in Leviticus, and as we look at the sin offering, the offerer comes into focus more than he does in the burnt offering, meal offering, or the peace offering discussed previously. Actually, the level of responsibility of an individual is portrayed in the sin offering by the fact that different animals had to be brought by persons of different standings. This is to be seen as I read from Leviticus chapter 4, verse 3. If the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bullock without blemish for a sin offering. From verses 22 and 23 and 32, when a ruler hath sinned, he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a male without blemish. And then in verses 27, 28, if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, or a lamb for a sin offering, shall he bring it a female without blemish. First of all these verses, we can see that all sin requires a sacrifice for of atonement for that sin. No matter how small or how great, every sin is an offense that causes separation from God. Thankfully, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Secondly, in the sin offering, we can see that different persons have greater responsibilities as to the influence that their sins have. Therefore, the different animals noted in these verses, for a priest who represents people before the Lord and represents God to the people, a sin offering of a bullock, a male ox, was required. The ox is a symbol of servitude, suggesting that the Lord Jesus came to serve and to give his life a ransom for sin. In his failure, the priest, who, as the representative of God, who should know better, may cause more people to stumble, and therefore a bigger animal was sacrificed. An elder may also influence a number of people and should know more of God's ways than a younger Christian or one without specific church responsibilities. He was to bring a male goat. The male goat speaks of strength, suggesting the Lord is strong enough to carry away our sins. And then the commoner could bring a female goat or lamb for their sin offering. The female animal speaks of submission, a fitting picture of the Lord Jesus, who told his Father, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." We too should recognize that the act of our sins, when found out, may influence others. And the more responsibility that we may hold within the Christian community, the greater influence and effect it has on others. Thankfully, we too may know that 2,000 years ago, there was a perfect sacrifice made for our sins when the Lord Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. What a wonderful subject for our meditation. The perfect sin offering by the one who only could make it possible to have a clear and clean conscience before God through his shed blood. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.